So our speaker today is Doni, and she's going to speak on fear and faith for 15 minutes. Go ahead, Doni.
Well, hi guys, I'm Doni and I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic addict. It's good to be with you today. Thank you so much, Sally, for asking me to come. My topic today is fear and faith. You know, I hear all the time about how fear and faith can't reside in the same place, right? If I have fear, I'm not having faith. I fear it not. But for me, the reality is I have to have faith when I'm having fear. You know, the book tells me that fear is an evil and corroding thread through the fabric of my existence. It was shot through with it. Well, I don't know. I'm a seamstress. So I get a piece of fabric and it's got a little thing on it. And I will work my fingers and work my fingers, try to get that out and make that be a nice piece of fabric. But the truth is, I have fear. I'm full of fear. I have fear all the time. I'm scared of you. I'm scared of the book. I'm just scared of I'm scared of me sometimes. So in that process of the fear, it gives me some instructions in the book of what to do. It says put them on paper. What? Write my fears down? That didn't make any sense to me. And so I started off with, I'm scared of spiders and snakes and bears and those kinds of things. And that isn't what they wanted me to do. And when I got right down to it, I got a lot of fear. And yeah, my fabric of my existence is shot through with it. So fear and faith. When I have fear, what's the book tell me to do? Ask God to remove it at once and redirect my thinking. Remove the fear, God. What is that telling me? That I can't get rid of the fear on my own? That I need God's help with it? So whatever made me think that I could handle my fear on my own, I will never understand. But when I'm in fear, I have to ask God to come. Be near in the fear. Walk with me through the fear. Please, God, walk with me through this fear. And then when I get to the other side of it, because God's walked me through every one of them, I look back at my fear inventory and I can see where God showed up every single time. So God's walking with me through the fear. When I get done and I see I'm through the fear, I turn around and I shake God's hand and I tell him, thank you for the fear and thank you for being with me in the fear. Fear and faith for me must reside together or I'm never going to get out of the fear. I'm not going to get out of the fear if I don't have the faith to know that God will get that out, to know that this is going to come true in the book. You know, I love it when it says fear ought to be classed with stealing. I never understood that for many, many years until Big Book Awakening. And yeah, it steals everything. It steals my time, my relationships. Fear steals my life. So yeah, it should be classed with stealing. It's one of the worst things that I have is fighting my fear. And then it tells me that wasn't it because self-reliance failed me? Oh my goodness. That sure enough is a reminder that I'm not God and I'm not in charge and I'm not the employer and I'm not the director. Because self-reliance did fail me every single time. I love the fear grid that we have. Absolutely love it. Because I can actually walk through each fear on paper and I don't have to live it somewhere and go, ooh, I had that fear. And then I get to the end. And for me, it usually always looks like self-reliance failed me every single time. I failed me in what I was trying to get everybody to do. And now I'm scared because nobody's doing what I want them to do. And it tells me self-reliance was good as far as it went, but it didn't go far enough. It certainly doesn't go far enough. I can have self-reliance and go get the dishes done, but I can't have self-reliance to help, my mom with her dementia. There's nothing I can do about that. So there's some things that I can get fear in that is like, okay, I know God's with me all the time in everything. God's with me. So I have the fear of just remove the fear and let's go do something else. And every time the fear goes away, but I didn't make it go away. My higher power made it go away. My creator made it go away. God made it go away. I cannot remove fear. I can't, not on my own. Not on my own. I try and try. It said that it tells us, did I have great self-confidence? I sure did. I had a lot of great self-confidence in hiding this bottle here and hiding it over here. I had great self-confidence that I could make sure I had drink it. I had my drink. But it didn't solve my fear problem. When it made me cocky, it was worse. When I got arrogant about, oh, I could do this and I can and that, when I get arrogant about something, it always gets worse. The problem in front of me always gets worse. So then it says, perhaps there is a better way. Really? Thank you. There's a better way. I don't have to run around in fear all the time. Yay. And now I'm thinking on a different basis. Now I'm trusting and relying on God. By this part of the steps, I have jumped in the third step into God's arms, and He's helping me do this inventory. And we're now looking at the fear, and God is right here. He's showing me what the fear is so I can look at it and see how utterly ridiculous it is. Usually, my fears are based on nothing in reality. It's something in my head. I'm a graduate of MSU, making stuff up. I'm a graduate of that university. I can do it in my head just instantly. Make it up, get a fear around it, think that you're bad, get a resentment with you, that it's just horrible what fear can do, what fear can drive you to do. Or excuse me, drive me to do, drive me to do. And keep it in my own court here. So now I'm trusting and relying on a God that I'm not even sure about yet, because I just took the third step. This God, and I don't know. But I have to trust and rely on this higher power God. But I'm trying to do that. This is in the steps right now. I'm trying to do that. It says, I trust infinite God rather than my finite self. What does that tell me? That I cannot think about how big God is on my own. There's no way for me in my mind to know how big God is, to know what God looks like, to know any of that, because God is huge. He's infinite. Look, He created an entire planets and stars. Oh, look at all the stuff He created. And most of it's just for our entertainment. He created it. So He's huge. My God is huge. And everywhere, all around me, inside me, all everywhere, all the time. I'm never without my higher power. That is the coolest thing ever. Because then when I know I'm not without my higher power, so then when I turn and I say, hey, God, I'm in fear, would you take it away? Then I have faith and trust. That's going to happen. I have results that has happened in my life. I have results every day when I get in a fear and I'm like, okay, I see this. Take it, take it, take it. Please take it, take it, take it. And then I turn. I literally, what I do is I stop where I am. I turn my entire body to the right, a quarter of a turn, look up, and ask for God's help. There's a reason to do that.
5 minutes, Joni.
Okay, thank you. Action begins with a thought. That's how come we're always like, where are my thoughts? Are my thoughts in line with God? Are these things all in line with God? And if they are, then God is near. And I don't have to have a fear. This thing, it says, we are in the world of to play the role he assigns me, actor, agent, child, that kind of thing. That's the hit, what he assigns me. Just to the extent that I do as I think God would have me and humbly rely on him, does he enable me to match calamity with serenity? I tell you what, when I'm in calamity, oh phew, I'm praying for some serenity. And thankfully through this process, I've been granted that. A way, a process to stop, redirect, and get out of fear and let God get out of fear. Fear and faith for me have to reside in the same exact space all the time. All the time. And because I don't like fear anymore. Now I know fear is stealing my life. I never apologize to anyone for depending on my creator. I never do. And I have a thing on my phone. My sponsor helped me set it up. It's prayer alarms, and they're 4 a day. And every day it's a different time. I never know when the prayer alarm is going to happen. But as soon as it happens, I stop what I'm doing. I say a prayer for whoever I'm with and a prayer of gratitude at the moment for whatever I'm grateful for. This process of this little prayer thing chimes on my phone has really brought me closer to God, has really helped me with my reliance. Because wherever I am, I stop, I pray, I look up, the situation is different and it's better. Every single time I pray, when I'm in fear, I get out of it and it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful at the end. But it's what this big book awakening process does for me. Turning these statements into questions and asking them of myself makes me understand that my fear is usually false, that there's nothing backing it. Nothing truly happened to me. I just think it did. And then my addict mind goes all different kinds of places with it. That's just because I have an addict mind. My husband's mind doesn't do that. He's a normie. His mind doesn't do that. And that we could have a leaky faucet at our house, and he goes and gets a washer and a utensil, whatever man utensil that is, pipe or whatever that is. And he fixes it like in about 5 minutes. I see a drippy faucet and I go, oh my God, my kitchen's gonna flood, the world's gonna flood, everything's gonna come to an end. Oh, before I think about putting a washer in there and just fixing it like that, I have to run all the calamity. So it takes me a little bit longer to fix the faucet than he does, but I can eventually get there because I have this beautiful thing. I never apologized for God. Instead, I'd let him demonstrate through me what he can do. I'm not even going to do it. I'm putting myself aside. I ask him to remove my fear and direct my attention to what he would have me be, not do, have me be in this moment. What do you want me to be? I had to really think about that one. And then at once, I commenced to outgrow fear. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Our fear grid is awesome. I'd like to end with a prayer. It's one of my favorite prayers. And you can Google it. It's called Prayer to the Great Spirit. I love it, love it, love it. Oh, Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, and whose breath gives life to all the world. Hear me. I am small and weak. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in beauty, Make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made and my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise so that I may understand the things that you have taught my people. Let me hear the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. I need strength and not to be greater than my brother, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready to come to you with clean hands and straight eyes. So when life fades as the fading sunset, my spirit may come to you without shame. Mado, Ado, Makwa, Miigwech, Yakoke, Aho, Amen. Thank you so much, Vienna, for letting me come talk with you. I'm Donnie. I'm a great